This article is entitled Made Good by God's Love. There is grace for our bodies, too. It's written for us by Robin Lovett Owen, who is in her first call as pastor of Christ Lutheran Church in Nashville, Tennessee. When I dieted, I'd think about food all day long. I tried many things, but for me the easiest was to divide every single food into strict categories, good and bad, clean or unclean. Those days I did well under the good and bad system, and it felt great. I identified myself as a healthy eater, someone who knew enough about nutrition and cared enough about herself to do the right thing and eat her veggies. Well, on the good days, I was kind of smug. But on the bad days, well, they were excruciating. If I succumbed and ate something bad, that knowledge would sit heavily on my mind. I felt some guilt as if I had sinned. I'd think about how I could atone for this sin. I could be good the next day or maybe exercise for repentance. I would skip social events to avoid bad foods. I would panic in the weeks leading up to travel or visiting family knowing that bad food was unavoidable. In this pop culture, this thing called dieting, and about 45 million Americans diet every year, and in psychology, these habits are called eating disorder behaviors. We have a name for it in theology, too, one that is at the heart of the Lutheran tradition, and in theology, we call this works righteousness. Martin Luther was no stranger to the joy thief called works righteousness, though his experience with it came from religiosity instead of a diet. His good days looked less like clean eating and more like pious living, with daily confession, endless prayer services, almsgiving, and fasting. I'm not sure what his bad days looked like, but I know he held some pretty high standards for himself and felt great guilt and shame when he inevitably didn't meet those standards. Luther's perfectionism and guilt resonated with me when I read about them in seminary, and not just when it came to religious devotion. The religious scrupulosity he lived with still exists, but I think it's less common in part because of his bravery. He did his best to free himself and others from pious perfectionism, and we're all better for it. But works righteousness still rages in our hearts. We still want to be our own saviors, and we are still furious when we fall short of the standards we set for ourselves. However works righteousness shows up, the answer is grace. Luther came to know that our whole lives become an act of righteousness when lived in faith. In this, he even included daily activities. Trade, walk, stand, eat, drink, sleep, and do all kinds of works for the nourishment of the body or for the common welfare. Every part of our lives becomes good because God, who loves our whole selves, delights in us, not because we're perfect in what we do. There is grace for our bodies, too. My preoccupation with dieting emerged because I wanted to be good enough that I would be loved, and I was sure I would be loved once I was healthy enough, thin enough. And there's no grace in dieting. The good news for our bodies is that God loves them all, thin and fat, healthy and sick, young and old, and everywhere in between. And because God loves our bodies as they are, we are free to live without the works righteousness of dieting. Luther didn't have to earn God's love with his piousness, and we don't have to earn love with our endless cycles of dieting, guilt, and shame. The new year is a hotbed for dieting when many of us make resolutions. 6 weeks later, when we inevitably can't change our lives on a whim, Lent comes along and many of us use it to re-up our resolutions. For many people, Lent becomes a Jesus-sanctioned diet. Since Jesus fasted 40 days, we give up sugar, soda, or bread, or whatever we think will help us shed a pound or two by Easter. And in doing so, many of us are falling for the old lies of works righteousness. Our Lenten disciplines then are no longer bringing us closer to our loving God, but driving us further away. We forget that God loves us already, and we try to earn that love with good works. This Lent, give up some dieting instead of food. When the joy thief begins to whisper, "If you eat clean, you'll finally be loved, whole, worthy," you can resist. Your whole body, whatever its shape, has already been made good by God's love.